a little bit. As I say, it's judgment time. We have a delicate judgment here. I'm going to call names straight out so the folks who are listening probably, you know, can understand a little bit or overstand a little better. Bob Marley.
Yeah.
The Gong. I know that, give me the relationship, rather than me setting this up, give me the relationship and the connection, spiritually and otherwise, with the Gong, and what happened?
The Gong is my brother.
Yes.
The thing that I can do, the Gong cannot do it. I can heal people and I can help people, but the Gong can't do that. But the Gong is a good imitator.
Mm-hmm.
And me tell him to imitate this, he's going to do it 100% perfect.
Yes.
He's a perfect imitator. So me did love him because I know my brother, but him don't know me, he's his brother.
Okay.
One of me is Daniel and him is Natango.
Okay.
I am Daniel. I am the vision. He is Natango. He is the prophet. I'm not sorry to say that. It's the truth. He created it like that. People must love him because he have something to love. We did want to heal him, but if he never sell out, we'd heal him and the cancer would have to go. But him sell out, so that's why the cancer has to take him.
Okay.
It's not his fault, it's temptation. Enough money make you go stupid. And when you dead, you discover you make mistake, we're too late. Too can repent in the grave. Should repent while he was alive. I love him like myself.
Wow, I know that, and I hear that passion in your voice. I mean, I know the sound that eventually becomes the Gong was a part of your vision and creation.
Yeah, he asked me, he wanted to do a label for himself. What should I call it? It worked flowers in the mouth instantly, Tough Gong.
Wow.
He said to me, how you do that? And I've been searching for all years to find a name and cannot find it. Instantly you say it.
Wow.
He had a lot of things to say. I was never stupid. Nothing could happen to him. Not even death could control him.
Wow.
He never stupid.
So you believe that he stepped in the wrong direction somewhere, or?
Somebody's used him.
Wow. Talk to me about Peter, because Peter was a man who was very frank and really a little bit different. I mean, the Gong was a little bit more diplomatic.
Peter clear too. I'm going to tell you like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he never hang around. He will take a long time to fight. But him pretty. He have a pretty soul, a pretty spirit, a pretty soul. He's a pretty young little giant. I love him too.
Mm-hmm.
Because him... If now I had only current thing about him, I'll come right before you and tell you.
Wow. But then a lot of people, do you think he was misunderstood though because he was so frank?
He was frank, and because he was so frank, lots of people didn't like him because mostly like police and that. But he was fighting for ganja a long time too.
Oh, yes.
He's a soldier for ganja.
Oh, yes.
I don't legalize it.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one, the failure... I don't want to talk about the failure, because the failure was created to be a failure.
Okay.
Then call him a wheeler.
Okay.
He said judgment, so we have to talk.
Yes, sir, judgment. But, I mean, Lee, when you're so frank too, I mean, you don't feel like... in any way that, you know, because, you know, the forces are listening all around. You don't feel any repercussion. They will stop by your record or they won't think you're so much of a genius anymore. And they will take away your mad status anyway.
And they can't take away my madness.
They can't?
Mm-mm.
Damn.
My madness is my scepter. The scepter of Judah. My madness. And I respect the hammer. That's world thunder. And I respect Thor himself, the god of thunder. And I respect the god of lightning. And I respect the god of rain, flood.
Mm-hmm.
I turn water into blood. That's what God me deal with. Extraterrestrial, the guy who come into you, want to find on the street is an extraterrestrial. The one that never have nowhere to live.
Okay.
That's an extraterrestrial. Those are the things I believe in. Comic. I have a comic genie and a comic being. I believe in good over evil. although we both are good and evil. We are made out of good and evil. So we must know which side we wish to go.
Okay.
If you wish to go to evil, then you go straight to hell. To Enma and Lil. If you wish evil, there's one and Lil. I mean end, you know, the end. King with end doom.
Mm-hmm.
And Lil. That's evil. Have a wife show me because, and then me look upon the world and spell it also and say, well, no, it's true. Right? But, and he want to copy me because maybe discover that I'm the lily of the valley and the bright and morning star. I'm the lily of the valley. I'm the bright and morning star. And I'm the fairest of 10,000. Everybody got to know. Everybody got to know, everybody will know, everybody got to know who Jesus is and where he lives in 5 cars, Christian Washington Yard. You all right?
Yes, man. Continuing the judgment. Continuing the judgment, Scratch.
The crooked lizard, Jehovah God said, was also an archaeologist.
Mm-hmm.
Archaeology, a scientist, where he eat up the lions and says to the lions, you're not good enough. Says to Punditabua, you're not good enough. And the man who send the rings to the gang, not good enough. Mm-hmm. And the man who bless the rings for gang, he's not good enough because he was unblessed. And he also was an Arab. Arab means come to rob. And who don't come to rob, come to grab. And who don't want to grab, they want to stab. And Arab love to stab. And Arab love to rob. And Arab love to God. But I'm not an Allah. I'm against Allah. Allah totally wrong. Allah is a Yalla. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Allah,
yes.
Allah in the Yalla and turn him, the color behind him back and say he's a person.
Mm-hmm.
Fire! Come down from heaven and burn up Allah. And turn Allah into ashes and dust. And bless Abba. Bless Abba.
Mm.
And bless Abba Kadabra, the flame of fire.
Uh-huh.
So it's shining and the weather is nice. And you want to do it and do it twice. To the rescue, here I am. Want you to know that I'm the one from Jam Jam. Are you a doctor? I'm the actor. You to drive a tractor in the grill. To the rescue, here I am, oh, you don't know that. I'm not a Obia man, I'm over man and over Obia man.
And Lee, the gun music, I mean, we know that you, tell us some of the music that you have written, because a lot of people.
Jalev. Black Man Redemption.
Wow.
It's so much that we were trying to put them out of my mind, but they're not programming anymore. We did have a copy of everything and bring it to Switzerland to call back the judgment. But that the guy who gets red eyes, he's on teeth them. Jolly Black Man Redemption, Sun Is Shining, me and him write, Kaya, me and him write in my mother house in Hanover, in Jamaica, in Saxon. Kaya, Rick Van Turn Me Loose, Sun Is Shining, we write together. Holy.
Curly Locks?
Well, he never had anything to do with Curly Locks.
Wow.
After breaking away, we started clearing another way and made different type of music. And then things never happened the way it happened for him anymore. So him go hide in Miami, something like that. And been threatened to lose him foot, something like that. So me decided and said, well, we're going to find a way to save the foot. As well make punk reggae party. So, honestly, truthfully, we didn't make a punk reggae party for him, especially, as a blessed gift. So it worked, and I'm glad it worked. And there was no other Dread was there. Dread was there maybe from the third world, where we tried to make it with, and it could not work.
Wow. But tell me something, Scratch. Is your name on copywritten on these songs?
No, they make over on, some of them make by written by a family man. And what not written by a family man, written by Bob. And I don't know who else, some other people who wasn't in the studio was writing. We don't know from whence they came anyhow. So that's why the judgment happened. The judgment not happened, it happened. The girl men hatch out of an egg, sea egg. See the truth and say, well, look here. My father draw his you know what I mean, have my hand. If it was a sword, or it was a fork. I think it was a fork, he have my hand, and he's having a jam of brain.
Wow.
So he not going to write them. Somebody else write them, and some of the people who write them have no job anymore. Wow. Like family man out of job.
Talk about a little, because, all right, let me just run down some of this and what I say.
Anymore.
Mm-hmm. What about Duppy Conqueror, Small Axe?
Yeah, those two.
What? You've written a hell of a lot of these songs.
Family Man, the paper, and Duppy Conqueror, and Small Axe, too. And Man to Man is one just. And him and Carly was the one who write the Man and Roman and Carly when after the judgment come. It's written by them. We never know where them write that. And then we never hear see where them write it neither. So that's how everything mash up. And then they will try to sell us reggae to Motown and Universal Record.
Mm-hmm.
And keep want to kill reggae then say, and make sure that we don't have no money. They come out them free, me say me have all the money. And let me rip them off and rob them.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell, eh?
Mm-hmm. Now, talk to me about Family Man, because, I mean...
He was my best friend.
Mm.
But man to man is so unjust, you don't know who to trust.
Okay.
Will eat and drink with you and behind them susupayo. And I'm your good friend, know your secret, and him can reveal it. So he didn't want to be the upsetter in the real house. Then if he want to be a too upsetter, we will have now. So... Warm to him, a God be to him. Greed.
Greed.
Greedy man. And she named for man, the greedy man.
All right, let the judgment continue. Let the judgment continue.
That's the judgment.
I folks, we're listening to the man himself, the king, the dove king, the master himself, Mr. Scratch Perry, live out of Switzerland in our virtual studio. I want to say big up to all of you joining in us and all of the network connected on the line just now. I want to say big love to Media 25th Media. Oh, Lord, I have to go to my list. Please forgive me. But I'm going to go to my list again and so I can better represent you guys. What is a big love to Mr. Rula Brown. Of course, the show is brought to you by www.palace1.org, www.palace1.org. Let me segue a little bit. Scratch, we need to get a scholarship in a Scratch Lee Perina name. You know, we need to get a scholarship to really motivate them kids in Jamaica.
Well, we have to build up a jungle.
A jungle.
And then the teachers will be the trees, the plants, the flowers and the roses, and the roots will be over here.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll put it the tree root for our locks. We use the tree root for our locks. Use the trees for our teacher to teach the children not to cut down tree, not to cut off tree root, not to burn tree, but you can burn dry wood but not green wood.
Yeah. We wait. I know that Chinna wants to call in. You know, Chinna, please call in because you know that this is going to complete the historic moment. I would love for you to call in. Continuing the judgment a little bit more, Lee.
The judgment involved with what you eat.
Uh-huh.
Eat special thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was also addicted to meat. But when I discover later what the meat I eat was dead, so I could wake up and say, well, if I am alive, why should I eat dead things?
True.
Become what they eat,
mm-hmm.
as the Spirit said. Why should I eat dead meat? And the Spirit said to me, man, become what they eat. So I said, I want to be careful of what I eat. I stop eating dead pork, stop eating dead meat, stop eating cow foot, stop eating dead liver, and stop eating dead chicken, and stop eating dead chicken back. Stop eating dead chicken legs and become like God.
Mm-hmm.
God wouldn't do that, so why should I do what God shouldn't do? And I start to learn Kabbalah.
Okay.
Kabbalah. Mm-hmm. Do like God. Kabbalah. Only do what God would do. Kabbalah, Kabbalah. Don't do what God would not do. Kabbalah, Kabbalah. God is perfect. Kabbalah, Kabbalah. God is perfect. Kabbalah, Kabbalah. God is perfect. God don't make mistake. God only eat what? And God don't eat beef steak.
Him don't eat beef steak either.
No mistake. I don't eat no beef steak. I don't eat no pork. I don't play poker.
You don't play poker.
You don't encourage no joker. Because I did not come from La Boca. God is not a joker. God is a soaker. And who God soak will soak. And who God choke will choke. And then tongue long out and hang out like a dog. You see a dog tongue long out? God a choke the dog, you know. Because why God a choke the dog? Because the dog have germs. Dogs have germs permanently. So God a choke the dog. So the dog have long out in tongue. I mean, you know. Because the Allah, you know. The dog. God choke the dog. That care gonna riot.
Oh, okay.
They want to me yard. No.
I know.
No care them bad.
No care them bad.
They can't be my bodyguard. Germs be my bodyguard. Never.
Mr. Ruler Brown said, Granny, Mr. Ruler Brown bringing Granny to the show. And Granny has said, boy, tell Scratch, you know, member, please say hello to us. So, may I beg you say hello to Ruler Brown, Granny, for me, please.
What's your name?
She just named Granny.
Granny?
Yes.
May God make your legs look stronger, Granny. And may God make your hand look stronger, Granny. And may God make your leg stop shake unless you're shaking a leg like you dance the reggae. And may God make you stop nervous, Granny, and reincarnate you to come again as a young, loving, lovely little fairy girl.
What?
I love you, Granny.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sure Granny feels good enough. We are telling your prayers work well because I'm just telling me, say, boy, Granny, get up and do some things where I've never seen she do before. So, thank you so much for that.
Well, as for me, I say, God alive.
God alive, man.
God is alive. God make the sick, heal the sick, and God raise the dead, and God make the sad happy, happy. And happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Granny. Happy birthday to you. How old are you now, Granny? How old are you now, Granny? How old are you now, Granny? Happy birthday to you.
Wonderful. Lee, there's another lady who have a group. Hey, there's a Granny competition going on between Miss Winston Benjamin. She's a big time singer, and Mr. Ruler Brown. So yeah. You bless up Ruler Brown, Granny. So you gotta have a bless up Miss Benjamin, Granny. I'll do. Miss Benjamin, Granny is a uptown Granny. She's an uptown Granny.
Happy birthday to you, Uptown Granny. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Benjamin. And happy birthday to your dear Granny. And I love you. And I love you. And you love me. Together we should be in unity. In my community. In my community. Become my unity. In my community. Mr. Brown and Granny, good day. God bless you and God love you.
Oh, I'm telling you, you're making the people them happy, no man. As you said, this is the happiest party. So thank you so much. You stick.
As my duty to make the dead come back to life.
Yes, sir.
My duty to make the sick get up and shake a leg. And shake a leg and shake their head and say, God bless you, Mr. Perry. I know you pick a cherry to make us merry. So God bless you, Mary, and God bless you, Dr. Eve.
Oh, you're wonderful. You're wonderful, King.
You're
wonderful, King.
I kiss you and run my fingers through your hair. We whisper sweet words of knowledge and wisdom in your ears.
Birthday, Doctor. Happy birthday, Doctor. This is Doctor Steve. To you, Doctor Eve.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yes, I am. I am, Lee. I am.
Hello, Dr. Lee. Are you okay?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my darling, you are so wonderful. You have chosen a very good radio station to let the people hear about the new salvation. The Negus is back.
Wow. Hey, listen, but Lee, you have been a big-time DJ. You need to get a show on Caribbean Radio Show in our weekly
show. And say, this is Lee Chris Perry, bigger than Charlie Bob. Cock, cock, cock. He's so hot, 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 hot. Why is he so hot? He said, because I'm pipe. Cock, 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 cock. Jack's son and the blazing sun.
I know, but that's the name of your name, Pipecock Jackson. That's like your big stage name there.
That is where me take and get rid of Coxon.
Oh, okay.
Jackson. He said, where are you coming, Jackson? I said, okay, I'm Roxon also. Are you a Coxon? I'm Roxon. I tell you, jump flame of fire. I burn him two legs and paralyze him. I couldn't move anymore.
I want to say, Miss Benjamin, say, you're getting a big up from Daddy Uri, you know? Big you up, Daddy Uri, big you up.
I know you're still the best. I listen to one of your quarters all day, Daddy Uri. You are the best DJ ever happened. Remember that Tubbies was a rat and a rat.
I hear you.
I'm writing nothing. Hello, you are. I love you.
Yeah.
I listen to you. I know they play you wrong game, but we always win in the end. We ain't got no end.
Oh, wow. Yes, indeed. The big man, of course, the master of the dub, Mr. Lassigus.
Yes, the Rangers. The Rangers of this Caribbean radio show. And we should have something like this all the time.
Well, hey, the mic is yours, you know, Lee. You just have to tell me. And, you know, you have your power mic right back into your hand. Definitely all the time, every time. I want to take a short break. We're going to come back to you, Lee. And we're going to go into some more judgment, you know, because it's happiness and judgment at the same time.
Enjoy yourself, Doctor.
All right, gonna come back to you in a minute.
Talking about a sweet lips of wine. Brandy single from Hula Brown on Cliff Enterprise and Peacock Records. Available in all stores at iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com, Hula Brown Network and Rhapsody. Pick up a single, Lips of Wine, up on the charts. Hula Brown, Lips of Wine. You cannot afford to miss this singer, Lips of Wine by Hula Brown, from his forthcoming CD, Peace and Love, 1984 to 2014. Pick up your copy today. Proceeds go towards the Palace Scholarship Program, Lips of Wine and Hula Brown. Check it out.
Mr. Rula Brown, www.rulabrown.com, www.rulabrown.org. That's www.pals1.org. The music you just heard, the little expert of the music you just heard by Mr. Rula Brown, part proceeds going to the scholarship fund. Those of you who are out there, please, www.pals1.org. You just go to the page, look at those wonderful kids, and you will know what to do next. This show is brought to you by palace1.org. That's www.palace1.org, where we are preserving your mind for posterity. let's go back into a little bit more judgment here now, Lee. Let's go, Mr. Whitewell. Mr. Whitewell.
Whitewell.
Okay, talk about relationship with him.
It was good. He's a good man when he wants to be good. When he wants to be good, you can't find anybody better than him. Well, he be good for a reason. He's a good hunter. Mr. Huntwell. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm listening to you.
He's a very good hunter.
He's a hunter?
Yes. And he used the best bait. He don't debate. He used good bait. Put his sheep in a good bed. He make good, have good bed. Everywhere he have the best bed. Mm-hmm. And in the proud, he will make any artist who loves sleep in his bed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing in that him have that is too good to give you. He will give you a good present.
Mm-hmm.
His heart is very clean. But I don't know how the mind still. Never the heart and the mind are two different things.
Okay.
And I never try to sell soul, but I don't know if he buys soul neither. But he's that scornful. He will make you sleep in his bed, make you sit around his table, and eat the best of food, and he make you drink a little chicken blood if you love to drink chicken blood.
Wow. So
he's a man, yes. I love him.
You love him?
Definitely.
But you love they chicken blood or what?
The real love. I know admire him. He was here to do a job, and whoever he's working for, someone is working for somebody, and whoever he's working for, very pleased with him. And I am also happy with him that he was so much of us. He knows how to catch. He's a good hunter. It was him that sent Bob Marley to me in London when we write Punk Reggae Party for Bob Marley. It's him sent Bob Marley to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was his idea. He's a very good producer, too.
He's a good producer. But tell me, but I don't understand. You were supposed to be producing Bob Marley and being management in Bob Marley. But how comes Mr. Blackwell end up being producer there?
Because his name is spelled with a spell. Check out the name who write. You can't give him the name. What's behind it?
Mm-hmm.
You're working for the man who know that him white and call him black. Maybe you do it for a favor, either for money or for black magic or for cash. Because it's clear to see that he's a white, well, he's not a black, well. But then I could say, man, you're really a great actor, and I love you. I cannot hate you. Even though you know you're white, you still come as black, well, believe you me, you did it.
You did a good job.
So, who sent him was the man who did the black magic. Yeah, all you have to do, pretend that you are black, even though you know that you are white. Mr. White, you have done a very good job, and I should love him and respect him for that.
Yes, sir. I mean, if a man come to do a job, whatever his job is, and him do it.
But he see that him white, and the man who send him say must call him say white Blackwell, and him do it.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't hate him.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely.
Clap him. We give him clap.
Yes, sir.
Me not going to give him to side clap, neither, you know. We're not going to chop him neither. What is a good job? A good... Oh, you're a great pretender. You hear me?
But...
The doctor, you're a great, great pretender. Pretend that you love me. Then the more you turn your back at me, I love you, dear Mr. Blackwell. Do you love me like I love you?
Scratch, I mean, we asked you about everybody else, and why you have so much joy around this particular person?
I am that I am.
Okay, sir.
Rob me, nobody can use me. they use themselves. I make people rob themselves. I make people use themselves. I make people fool themselves so that I can be happy to laugh.
Wow, wow. I will remember that. And so everybody else who think they will laugh, but you have the last laugh.
That's all right. That song to Bob Marley too.
Wow.
Who laugh, loss.
Laugh. Mm-hmm. I hear you, my brother.
Sharpen to cut you down.
Sharpen to cut you down. Small axe. Hey, want to go to the phone line. Want to go to the phone line, Scratch, and bring in some folks here. 707. 707-